I'm here with Andy Currums, who has written and is going to be performing The People's Champion, which is billed as the turbulent times, life and times of Alex Hurricane Higgins. So my first question to you, Andy, is, I mean, this is a tough one to take on. You could take on a lot of characters, but how do you take on the flawed genius of Alex Hurricane Higgins?
Well, I did lots and lots of research for about 4 months. And what I really wanted to do, I didn't want it to be a show about Snooker. I wanted it to be about him, like you said, about his difficulty. So really, I just tried to make him sort of as charming as he was and make people love the character, but also show his sort of, you know, more difficult and flawed sides.
If I'm not into snooker, am I still going to be into this play?
Oh, absolutely. I did the show last year at the International Youth Arts Festival. And there's a trailer online, and a load of people came who hate snooker or know nothing about snooker, and they all very much enjoyed it. And I made a real conscious effort when writing it to make sure it wasn't about snooker. Obviously, snooker is in part of it, but you don't need to know a thing about snooker to enjoy it.
And you know, he broke through into the public eye beyond snooker, didn't he, in his life?
Yes, yeah. He was. This is one of the things the show explores, because one of the difficult things about Alex Higgins was he was desperate for attention and love his whole life, but he played this very solitary sport. He was a very difficult and could be quite an aggressive man. And in the play, it is sort of more about how he became the legend of Alex Higgins more than the snooker player Alex Higgins.
Where's the director?
The director is my good friend Pip Whateley, who isn't here at the moment. But she worked with me and my friend Wayne with By Moonlight when we did East a couple of years ago, which we won an award for. And she helped me choreograph it, put it all together, but sadly she's not here on the fly ring today.
I guess I was also asking, it's more like, I love asking this question, that how does she get on with the writer and the performer at the same time, who's doing both?
Well, luckily we've known each other for a very long time, so the relationship is pretty good. But she's one of the reasons I asked her to do it is because I trust her very much, and she's not afraid to say, that doesn't work, I think that needs to be changed, and I really value her opinion.
But when the performer went into the rehearsal room, had the piece been printed, or were changes made then as a result of being in the room with the director?
Changes were made during the rehearsal process, absolutely, because, you know, some things, when I was writing it, looked great in my head. Like, one of the original ideas was to have a full-size snooker table as the set, which is now it's just me in a chair acting everything, and that really came by through the rehearsal process with my friend Pip saying, I don't think that's really going to work. And obviously when you're rehearsing stuff and hearing it for the first time, or someone else hearing it for the first time, things do change, and she's got a very keen eye and ear for that kind of thing, so she was invaluable in having her around.
And are you impersonating him or kind of portraying him?
More portraying him. Because I look so little like him, I didn't want to. I thought it'd be better to do a portrayal rather than a bad impersonation. And so it's a portrayal of him and his character. I mean, it's still very much Alex Higgins, but I don't think anyone will look at me and go, oh, he looks exactly like Alex Higgins, because I don't, sadly.
So what are you kind of, you observing the classic mannerisms? I mean, you still have to be careful that you play character, not caricature.
Oh, absolutely, and especially with Alex Higgins, his good friend Oliver Reed famously used to take the mick out of his constant twitching, which is something a lot of snooker commentators picked up on as well. Even when he was sat waiting to take a shot, he was always twitching. And so one of the things that came out through the rehearsal process was trying not to overdo it, because Oliver Reed does this great impression. You can see videos on YouTube of these very big, violent twitches. And so it was important, absolutely, to pick up those mannerisms, but not overdo it to the point that he looks like some sort of drugged-up, twitchy psycho, which he wasn't.
I mean, some people say that his life in the end was a tragedy, but others say absolutely not.
It's a tough one, and with the play, it's a very sort of bittersweet ending. I won't give away the ending too much, but it takes part between his first and second world title wins, which was 72 and 82. So there's a 10-year gap, and in that 10-year gap, there's lots and lots of drama and ups and downs, and he died alone, penniless, in sheltered accommodation in Belfast. No one found him for about 3 days. He weighed something like 6 stone when he died. But if you see the footage of his funeral, it was a very beautiful scene in Belfast where he lined the streets and everyone cheered, and he had a big wreath that said the People's Champion. And he really was the People's Champion, despite his flaws. People absolutely adored him and his character. So it is sort of bittersweet. I don't think it is tragedy or triumphant either way, really. It's quite a bittersweet story that he could have done so much more, but even what he did do is still, you know, amazing and sits in snooker history and sport history in general.
Speaking to you as an actor then, so how do you step into that character on the day of a performance?
Well, a big thing is, as a lot of people say, a big thing is the costume. I've got the flared sort of waistcoat and, you know, bell bottom trousers and stuff. And then I do spend, you know, a good 30 minutes on my own, you know, and try. And the main thing I try to have it is that sort of desperation he had to be the best and to be loved. And that really informs the performance quite a lot.
And as a writer, when you're sitting watching yourself performing, in a way, I mean, what's your relationship to the script now that you're actually in it?
Well, it's still sort of an ongoing thing. I don't sort of sense myself to go, right, well, I've written it, so it now can't change. Even now when I'm doing lines, I think that, you know, that sentence doesn't quite work, doesn't have quite the right rhythm, or it doesn't mean anything. So I'm still sort of, you know, slight edits change. In the rehearsal process, there are lots of edits and lots of scenes were cut and new scenes were put in. But my relationship with the script is still, it's still quite fluid to the details. I think as a whole, it's pretty much there, but there are certainly details which are changing sort of right up until, you know, last minute, just the odd word here and there and such.
Final question. Would he like it, the show?
I think so. I make him a very charming man, and that's a big thing because people really, really loved him, and I really want the audience to love him. So I think he would like it, you know. I mean, it does show the sort of nastier sides of him, you know. He was, you know, known to sort of for his, you know, domestic violence, sadly, and headbutting officials and being quite a violent, nasty man. But also, he was a very, very lovely man, went and saw children in hospital quite regularly and played snooker with them when they were better. And people truly, truly loved him. And I really, really want that to sort of be the thing that people at the end go, even though he was flawed, I think I would have liked him as well. So I think hopefully he would have liked it.
Andy Hurricane Currums, thank you very much indeed.